In the last 2 months, the Center for Disease Control has seen a rising trend in reports of acute respiratory illness in young and middle-aged patients across the country. In Alaska, hundreds of cases of flu have been reported, and the state is urging residents to get the flu vaccine, continuing their fee waiver to entice more participation. KNOM's Zechariah Hughes reports on efforts at combating influenza in the Norton Sound region.
Healthcare providers across the state stress that though different flashy diseases dominate the headlines each flu season, it's the mix of misunderstanding and disregard for precautionary measures that poses the biggest risk. Chris Hansen is Norton Sound Regional Hospital's Village Health Services Director. He says that rural healthcare concerns over the run-of-the-mill standard influenza infection far eclipse headline-grabbing reports of new outbreaks.
Unfortunately, because influenza A and B and the strains have been around for so long, they seem to not get a lot of, you know, excitement built up about them. However, you know, every year there's a significant number of people in the country who die from influenza.
Hansen said on average 20,000 people a year die from complications related to flu viruses. As with other infectious diseases, the real risk is not that influenza itself will kill, but that it exacerbates existing health problems like asthma, CPD, diabetes, and other chronic conditions. Ultimately, it weakens the immune system to the point of high-risk vulnerability. Part of the misunderstanding about the risks is that influenza is rarely listed as a cause of death in postmortem reports, even if it played a role. Lisa Schobert is the vaccine coordinator at the Norton Sound Pharmacy and oversees all the vaccine doses shipped out of Anchorage through Nome and onto the surrounding community clinics.
And I get those vaccine vials in, and I inventory them, and we ship them right back out on the airlines to the villages.
Norton Sound Regional Hospital has administered 2,300 doses of influenza vaccine since September, and according to Schobert, the pharmacy department has already bolstered reserves in all 15 clinics. While officials are anticipating a severe season for influenza and whooping cough in the coming months, the key safeguard for combating those viruses, that is, vaccination, is in place across the region. Health aides at the clinics around the region conduct outreach in the communities where they operate, and in Nome, Norton Sound Hospital's pharmacy department has sponsored 10 free influenza clinics so far this year. The next one is in January. In Nome, I'm Zechariah Hughes.